I think the importance of an intelligence service can't be underestimated at this time and place because of the recent attacks in Manchester and other parts of Europe and London last night, unfortunately. My heart goes out to the sympathies, and I really do sympathise with the victims. We need to have a new, proper, resource, independent, and fully funded intelligence service that deals with the threats, both internal and international threats. I think the Gardaí don't have sufficient resources to act as guardians for everything in our country, which with the increasing population, we have the issue in relation to refugee and asylum seekers. And the big problem for us is really the vetting of people coming from abroad into this country. How strong is our vetting processes in collaboration with other intelligence agencies? We're one of two policing countries that don't have an intelligence service. Sadly, I have asked the minister time and time again and written to her on a number of occasions only to receive acknowledgements in relation to an independent intelligence service that will be fully funded and proper IT specialists, proper operatives that will be working with other agencies in Europe and around the rest of the world to negate threats from terrorists. And I think that the only way we can do that is to have a proper independent intelligence service here in this country.
And there is an immediacy for some system to be put in place before, unfortunately, it could be too late.
That's what I believe. I mean, politicians can talk down, and the best rhetoric in the world won't stop or save lives. Even in London, where they have huge surveillance and everything else, you know, you're going to get the madman, the lone wolf, who'll get through the system and attack people. But if we have proper intelligence services that can act and the immediate effect in conjunction with our policing services and with our intelligence service, we can stop maybe some of these operators from carrying out these rotten and dastardly acts.